Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Welcome back, it's Mind Food Radio. Well, it's time to head off to Carnival Cruises.
That's right, and of course we've had this huge growth of cruising.
I love it.
Yeah, it's a real destination as a holiday for a lot of Australian and New Zealand families. And a couple of months ago I was lucky enough to sit alongside Anne Sherry, the Carnival Cruise CEO. A lovely woman, very talented and a real driver in terms of a lot of different initiatives with the business in and around cruising. So I'd like to welcome to the show Anne. Hi Anne.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Now, you've had an interesting morning this morning with the Prime Minister of Vanuatu.
Yeah, we've had a fantastic morning. I invited the Prime Minister of Vanuatu last Friday to come to Australia because we were signing an MOU with AusAid, which is the Australian aid organisation that puts a lot of money into the Pacific. And we've agreed with AusAid that we're going to work together. It's the first time they've ever signed an agreement with a private sector partner. Oh. So we're really chuffed about it. And having the PM here was a huge boost.
But what sort of work will you be doing with them now?
Well, it's a combination of things. We've agreed that we're going to work together on sort of basic stuff, really, like getting the hydrography sorted for the region. So we've got good maps, because even the PM of Vanuatu said, you know, I went to this fantastic island and I think it would be great for cruise ships and they want you to come. And I said, yes, but we have, you know, have we got any maps?
Yeah.
Hydrography basically is about making sure we can get to places and that it's up to date.
Yeah.
So he understood that. The second thing is working jointly with AusAid. They've got a lot of activity they do to help people build small businesses and understand how to manage their money. And, of course, in a lot of the places we go, we're working with communities to create marketplaces, to have goods to sell for passengers, to create small shore tours. But for that really to work sustainably, they need bank accounts. They need to have someone supporting them to work out how much you need to invest to make it. You know, the basics of small business, I guess. And I think having the PM here has been, you know, it's one of those magic moments where he said to us this morning, you know, I'm really keen to grow the quality of the beef industry in Vanuatu because we think that's a really important industry. And I said to him, if you produce sustainable, high-quality beef, then we are potentially a buyer.
Yeah, of course you would be.
And so suddenly he can see, oh, wow. And
so
I got one of my guys to come and talk to him and said, well, our issue is actually the consistency of the quality.
And also, and imagine where else that can go just in terms of supplying food and crops. You know,
I know. I think there's much, much more we can do if we can. The more conversations we have, the more likely we are to find common interest, I think.
Well, another program that I know we have been involved with you is the Pacific Partnership Program and with Save the Children, and that's the Born to Knit.
Yeah,
now,
that's fabulous.
Yeah,
and I see you've all been knitting. I was very impressed.
Can I tell you, there would be days I'd come to work, there was just piles of this beautiful, because my mum's a knitter, you know, and these beautiful pieces of, well, garments, you know, bonnets, socks, scarves, jackets, blankets, whatever. I've got to tell you, the Mind Food readers have really got behind this initiative, and it's so exciting to see. Why was there a need, though, to develop such a program?
I went out to went to the community health centre, and I talked to the women there about what they needed. Women, when they have their babies, they want to wrap them up. They want to wrap themselves up in something warm. It's what we all do when we have our babies. You just want to sort of get cozy.
Cuddle, yeah.
And they said, you know, the blankets are hard to come by. And people never think of blankets and the Pacific, because it always, for all of us, it's warm all the time. But, of course, if you live there, they feel winter and, you know, they want to be cozy as well. And and that's the stuff that that makes the world go round.
Yeah. So we'll have to do a follow-up story, I think, because it's such a nice sort of journey, the whole process of that. So, listen, that was Anne Sherry doing wonderful initiatives in terms of the Pacific in her role as CEO of Carnival Cruises. For more details, go to mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.